was draining my wallet. So, to save money, I'm only calling people with toll-free numbers. Do any of my friends have them? No. Any family members? Nope. You know, no one I call has a toll-free number. So, Mom, if you're listening, I got your messages. Tell Cousin Tommy I hope all is well. And honestly, would it hurt you to look into an 800 number? I'm your only son, for crying out loud.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to GEICO.com. Get a quote. Or follow this guy's toll-free penchant and call 1-800-947-AUTO.
Problem. Your skin is dry. Your throat is scratchy. And yow! Static shock. Think you can have a comfortable, healthy home with a portable humidifier? You think wrong, my friend, because that only solves the problems in one room. With an April Air humidifier, you get the perfect amount of soothing moisture in every room of your home. Your heating and cooling specialist installs it and, it's comfortable. It's healthier. Enjoy whole home air quality solutions only with April Air.
Call Absolute Comfort Systems, serving St. Charles County, or visit AbsoluteComfortSystems.com.
Hi, this is Scott Sherman, KTRS legal analyst and Wednesday's Carousel of Co-Hosts on the Showgram with JC and Trish, asking you to join me Saturdays at 5 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS for my own show, Night Court, where we discuss today's hottest legal topics in a totally different way. That's Night Court, Saturdays at 5 on the Big 550 KTRS. Night Court, because you can't really make fun of the legal system until you understand it.
Hi, George Weber. Weber Chevrolet is going to have an unprecedented sale to kick off the holiday season. Stay tuned this week to hear details on how you can literally save several thousand dollars with no gimmicks and no catch. Only at the four locations of Weber Chevrolet.
Find out what's hot and happening this Sunday night.
It's the Dennis George Show with Matt Connor
and Julia Eschen.
9 p.m. Sundays here on the Big 550 KTRS. Online, KTRS.com.
Boy, if ever there was a week where you need, well, not a week, I guess a six-week period or five-week period, where you need to learn as much as you can about what's hot and what's not in the world of technology, it would be now, because you're going to be faced with going out to buy something for somebody when you're going to find out you'd have been better off let them go pick it out themselves, because, boy, can it be confusing, the world of technology. We have a guy who simplifies it as much as anybody could. His name is Jose Hernandez. He's brought to you by Oric and the seven locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. Some great gift ideas in those stores, too. Stop in and check them out. Here he is, Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Jose.
How you doing, Jose?
I am excellent, Frank. How are you?
Good. I try to back away and not take up a lot of time and let you just jump in and talk, but I do have, there's a site called Review.com, and they have listed their picks for the best gadget gifts of the year, and I won't go through all of them, but my problem with the list is most of the stuff on here is unaffordable to a lot of people. What's that thing, Dan, you got one for Alyssa? It's not the iPhone or the iPad, the iTouch.
iTouch, you know? Yes.
Okay, it's like an iPhone that doesn't make calls.
Yes.
Essentially.
Yeah.
That would be, to me, a good example of an affordable one, but real quickly, if you don't mind, Jose, I thought I'd just run through what they suggest. They say that according to Review.com, what they call television of the year, if you want to get a television, is the Samsung D7000 Plasma Series. Here's the problem. Price range, $1,800 to $4,000.
Oh.
Yeah. Here, best 3D TV, Panasonic VT30 Plasma Series. And I know, Jose, years ago, you tried to explain to us the difference between plasma, DLP and LCD. I have no idea. I still don't know the difference. But here's the Panasonic VT30 Plasma 3D, $2,500 to $4,000. Yeah, I think a lot of families can run out and buy these things.
Here, yeah, the issue with those are you can get a nice LCD TV now for
$500.
$400 for a 42-inch.
Sure.
I mean, so
is that true, Jose?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So you don't need, but I was disappointed they didn't put more affordable thing. Now here's what they say are the best headphones you can buy: Audio Technica ATH 8900, $300. They better be good. And then traveling headphones, smaller, the Sennheisers, the IE8i, $600. I don't know who's in charge of this list, but maybe they haven't read the news about the economy or something. And they do have the Elf Cannon, the PowerShot Elf 100. They say is the best small camera. They say beats all the competitors, and it's $179.99. So there is something affordable. Jose?
Is that the camera that Ashton Kutcher is taking pictures of?
No, but you know what? I'm glad you said that, because I maintain that nobody even knows who he's the spokesman for. It's Nikon. But I bet nobody could tell you that. Most people couldn't tell you that those are Nikon commercials. And I don't get the point of them. He just jumps around taking pictures of people. Thank you.
Wow.
Okay, Jose, it's all yours.
Just a note for folks who are going to do shopping online, I would recommend that you go out and get a credit card as opposed to using your check card. And there are a couple reasons I recommend the credit card is, one, use it only for online shopping so it's easy for you to track any activity on it that might not be yours. Second of all, you can get them now that come with 500,000, couple thousand worth of fraud protection. So if someone manages to steal your card or your numbers and use it to go shopping, you're not going to be responsible for that money. Now, the difference is a good portion of the check cards will also not make you responsible, but the credit card is paid after you use it. If it's your check card, they're going to take the money out.
And when you say check card, that's what I call a debit card.
Debit card, right? Check card, yeah, okay. Same thing. So, just a recommendation. Identity theft is coming quick.
Plus the points on a credit card that you get toward, you know, airline miles and all that stuff. That, you know, that's considerable if you use it enough.
Whichever one you use.
Right.
Happy 40th birthday to the Intel microprocessor. It's 40 years old this week.
Wow. Yeah, give it up for Intel.
Yeah. Intel initially made the microprocessor in response to a Chinese company that wanted a chip for their calculator.
And here's how stupid I am. I remember years ago the TV commercials, and at the end of the commercial it would go, it had a little sound, ding, 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 Intel inside.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea what that meant. I don't think anybody else did either. But you'd see it, and you'd go to the store and go, does it have Intel inside? That's what I want, even though you didn't know what you're asking for.
Clearly the marketing worked.
40 years, wow.
Google Music has rolled out their Android Music Store. It is similar to what Amazon and Apple do. Prices are 69 cents to $1.29, depending on which song you download. Google will offer one free song for customers who download every day. The difference between this and the other two services is you can share your music with all of your Google Plus friends.
That's a big difference.
Airport X-ray body scanners are banned in Europe over health concerns. Apparently the Europeans think it's a little more important not to get as much radiation as the Americans do. PayPal has launched a Facebook app that will allow you to send friends money. As long as the funds come directly from your bank account or from your PayPal balance, there's no additional fees. This will cause me to open a Facebook account, which I'll let you know next week, so you can begin forwarding me your money.
Okay.
There you go.
Look forward to it.
The BlackBerry folks have a tablet called a Playbook. They have dropped the price of it to $199 for the holidays. It originally came out at $500. They're trying to compete with any number of other tablets. You talk about the worst passwords. The list of 25 worst passwords came out today. If you're using any of them, quit.
Yeah, we talked about some of those on Friday with Frank. That one day you took off, I think.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. But some were 123456, ABC 123.
Password.
Yeah. Password was number one.
Yeah, password's number one. And then the other one that I thought was interesting was the QAZWSX. That's the six keys top to bottom on the left hand of the keyboard.
Oh, crap. I got to change them now. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Figures away.
Superman, football, baseball, sunshine. Trust no one. Let me in. I love you, master.
Trust no one was on
Trust
there?
No one, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I wouldn't have thought of that. They say these are common, easy, but I guess the hackers, the people who are experts at it,
they
have a list of those. But yeah. I would never have thought of let me in or trust no one. Yeah, ABC, 123, yeah, that's easy.
I'll give you an insider one. The one that comes on most computer routers for companies, the password is change me, to remind the people who are installing it to change it. But they don't.
Well, thanks. You just ruined a lot of companies.
No, yeah. I just made a lot of companies and I have to go do a little extra work. Last but not least, the Google cars that drive around doing Google Street View are also running wireless monitors, picking up everyone's wireless access points and mapping them. If you would like for your access point to not be listed in Google's database, Google has released a way to do that. And what you have to do is edit the name of your router, which is called the SSID, and at the end of it, you need to put an underscore and the word nomap all in one, and Google will remove it from their access point database.
You're talking about people's homes?
Mm-hmm.
How can Google, they get into it? You're supposed to have, like, a password, right?
You're supposed to, but apparently if you've got one of the 25 listed, Google's right in there.
Wow.
All right, since you mentioned that, did you know those Google cars, and let me give the numbers just to be fair to the people who don't know the number, because I didn't give the number to call and talk to you. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. Did you know those Google cars that run the streets and take the pictures are driverless? They're drones? Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
I didn't either. I'm watching TV this weekend, and they're doing a... it's one of those Discovery Future, Cars of the Future, and they're showing a car that you literally don't drive. It drives itself. And then they mentioned and showed the Google mapping car, and the announcer said something to the effect of, well, driverless cars are nothing new. Google has been using them for their map. And then they show one of these cars taking a corner in a subdivision and the cameras and and there's no driver.
Wow.
I didn't know those were drone driverless cars. Maybe not all of them, but some of them have no drivers. I don't know how that works or how it's ever going to work, but it was pretty amazing. They did show some footage of, you know, they have prototypes, and, man, they put cones, you know, an obstacle course, and this car was weaving in and out and missing every cone. In 20 years or about the time I won't be able to even drive anymore, we're going to have some really slick stuff. You ready to go to the phones?
Please.
All right, calls for Jose. First up is Bob. Bob, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose, how you doing?
Good, Bob. What can I do for you?
I have a question. My family and I were in the market for a new TV this Christmas, and we're kind of doing some shopping right now. Looking at a 46-inch LED, but we wanted a TV that had the internet capabilities.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that you recommend or don't recommend about that?
What do you need internet on your television for?
So, because we don't have cable,
mm-hmm.
and I want to be able to watch some things, and I can stream online then and watch them.
Okay. Any of the internet-enabled television should be able to do what you need to do.
Can you hook your TV up to your computer and then run it, like, make that your monitor?
If you have the proper outputs from your computer, yes.
What he's talking about, you don't have to do that.
Right.
Yeah, my brother has one of these. It's called Smart TV.
You just hook the internet right into the TV.
Yeah, it's in the TV. Boom, you just turn it on there. Wow. You're online.
Yep, you can do that and post to your Facebook account and tweet from it.
So nothing for him to stay away from, no brand, no model.
No, I haven't heard of any bad ones.
Okay. All right, thanks, bud.
Good luck, right. Bob.
Speaking of that real quickly, I just saw an ad it was something for the now the biggest flat screen TV. It's I want to say Sharp makes it or Sony. I think it's Sharp. 80 inches.
Wow.
80-inch flat-screen TV. Crystal clear picture. Kren, is that right? Kren, is that your name?
Oh, Karen.
Karen?
No, Dan has K-R-E-N. That's Kren.
Well, haven't called for a while, so he forgot my name, I guess.
Well, your name is Kren. Yeah, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hi, Karen.
Hi. I called a couple years ago at Christmas time, and you helped me. And
I'm glad.
This time, my question is, you know, the Kindles and the Nooks and all that you can read books on?
Yes.
Someone told me today at work that the reason those are marked down now is because they're coming out with a new one that, in addition to reading the books, you can surf the internet and do Facebook and all that stuff.
Correct.
Fire, I think?
Mm-hmm. Kindle.
It is.
It's a
Kindle
Amazon
Fire.
Product. Mm-hmm. Kindle
you know
Fire.
Anything about that?
It's a tablet, like any of the other tablets. The e-readers are basically tablets that have an application that runs so you can only do reading things with them.
Mm-hmm.
The Nook is the same way, Barnes & Noble's Nook. If you want a tablet, the iPad will do e-book reader as well. So, are you looking for a tablet?
I think she was looking to see get the Fire where you can do some web stuff on it as well.
Right. Well, you can, right. With a Nook, or I don't know with the regular Kindle, but I know with the Nooks you can check email and do web browsing and
oh,
that kind
can.
Of stuff. It's just not a full-blown tablet. It's an e-reader that has bonus things.
Yeah, the Nook that's just an e-book is called the Nook E. Nookie.
Yeah. And then you can get their other version, the Cranny. So it's Nook and Cranny.
Oh.
Hello,
that's
everybody.
Another direction, Dan. Okay.
I know, thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I didn't go filthy.
Yeah. Thank you. The comedy and misspellings of Dan Strauss. Thank you, Kren.
Thanks
for calling. on we go to Mike. Mike, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose, how you doing?
Good, Mike. How are you?
Good. AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. This is a question that I know you've probably answered 100 times. I'm almost embarrassed to ask it, but when I start up my computer in the morning, I turn off my computer overnight. When I start up in the morning, it takes forever to load. And I've gone through all of this business of going through startup and the internet properties thing and eliminating programs. And I bought some kind of a product called RegCure. It was supposed to, like, fix all that. And nothing seems to work. Maybe I'm just stupid, but what do I need to do?
How old is your computer?
That's about 5 years old.
New one.
Yeah.
Oh.
They've gotten faster in the past couple of years to where if you would spend $250, $300 and go purchase a brand new computer, they come with dual core processors in them. Either one of those two processors is faster than the one you have.
Okay, let me ask you a question, though. Why is his computer, though, slower now than it used to be? Because I'm guessing it was at one time faster, right, Mike?
Right, you're exactly right. I mean,
a new one is going to be fast, but yours was fast, too. And what the heck happens that makes them do that? Because I got a computer that does that. It just started crawling.
Isn't it, can I ask Jose, and you tell me if I'm right, it's because of the information coming in from cable or whatever you have, that's much faster, and the computer can't handle it.
That's part of the problem. The other problem might be in an application called MS Config. And you get to it from the start button.
Yeah.
And then you go to run and you type MS Config and it opens a little window that has tabs across the top, and there's a tab to the right called Startup. And it shows all of the applications that on Startup are going to execute. And things like Adobe and QuickTime load pre-applications to make them run faster when you open them when you start them up. So you can start eliminating some. Now, some of those things you need, they're going to happen, but some of them you don't. So my recommendation would be to open MS Config and uncheck all of the boxes under the Startup tab. And then close it and restart your computer. The things that Microsoft absolutely has to have, it will re-enable on its own.
Okay, well, yeah, I've done that. But I'm terrified that if I uncheck the Adobe, that I won't be able to read PDFs. But you're saying that
you'll still be able to read them. What happens is Adobe loads part of itself at startup, so that when you click on a document, it'll load quicker when you click on it.
So you're saying just go ahead and uncheck everything, and Microsoft or I'm running XP.
Right, XP will re-enable the things it absolutely has to have.
What about the stuff you've loaded yourself, like Adobe Acrobat?
Adobe Acrobat, there's HP Camera Photo Smart things in there. There's all sorts of applications
that
need to start when you start the computer.
Oh, I see. So,
and by the way, it's Mike, right?
Right.
Mike, if you do what he just said and your computer comes up with nothing and it's blank, remember, this is Jose Hernandez.
Right, yes. The question was to make it come up faster, not make it come up correct.
Yeah. No, that sounds like a good idea. Go
Tech
try that.
Questions at KTRS.com, right?
That's Tech exactly right.
Techquestions@KTRS.com.
Mike, thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
We are out of time. We could certainly this week with all the stuff that's on sale, we could go on about a whole bunch of stuff. Jose, if you get a chance, check into that Google car, because I'm telling you, I'm sure they said it is a driverless car, and I saw the picture with no driver. Check into it, and if that's not the case, I'd love to know, but that was pretty amazing to me. Once again, a great segment. We'll do it again. We do it every Monday, and it's courtesy of Auric, another great place for a gift idea you wouldn't have thought of on your own. There are 7 Auric homes. home care centers. Give it up for Jose Hernandez, everybody.
When we talk next week, it'll be Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday. I can't wait. Thank you, Jose. All right, the folks at Matheny are doing a real nice thing. It's going to get real cold. This year is going to be worse than last year if the people who are supposed to know what they're talking about. And I'm going to go with that because it was a horrible spring and summer. And last winter was no walk in the park either. So what Matheny has decided to do is, for the rest of the year, for every service call, they're going to donate $5 of the diagnostic fee to Laclede Gas. They have a dollar help program. In fact, I think, isn't there a thing on the, we don't get Laclede. There's no gas line runs to our house. But isn't there a thing where you check, like if you want to give a dollar to
pay your bill?
Yeah. Well, they're going to do five for every, out of every diagnostic fee. And that's a lot of $5 bills because Matheny has a lot of customers, residential and commercial. So, $5, $5, $5, and lots of $5 to help people who have trouble paying their gas bill because they just think it's the right thing to do. And that is very typical of Matheny and the way they do things. Remember, it doesn't matter the brand, doesn't matter the age, doesn't matter if it's your commercial or residential heating and cooling unit. If you live in St. Louis County, St. Charles County, here's your heating and cooling company, Matheny Heating and Cooling. Yes, they install brand new. They just installed my mother-in-law's new heating and cooling unit 3 or 4 weeks ago. She will not have to worry about that thing for a long, long time. It's kind of like that feeling of when you look down and your tank is full of gas. It's pegged, the F, all the way over. It's a great feeling. Or brand new tires with not only a lot of tread, but those little rubber things that stick out. It's a good feeling. Good to know you got a brand new heating and cooling unit. And if it's not new, it's good to know that it's been serviced by somebody who knows what they're doing. And you can rest assured it's good to go for the winter. Matheny Heating and Cooling, 314-727-9000.
Traffic is sponsored by John Beale Roofing, and here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. How's it going, Tim?
Well, Tina, we've got a lot of slow traffic out there due to accidents. Now, they've cleared that earlier accident northbound 170 at North Hanley, but traffic is backed up approaching Natural Bridge. We do have stop-and-go traffic. They've cleared the first accident southbound 270 between Dorset and Page. Now they've got a new one. It's between Olive and Ladue that has the right lane blocked. You're already backed up approaching Dorset. We've got another accident westbound 4064 at Boone's Crossing that's blocking the left lane. And traffic is heavy approaching from Clarkson down through Boone's Crossing. Also, we have slow traffic on westbound 40 between Hampton and McCausland. Actually, now it's growing between Science Center and McCausland. And eastbound 70, that's running slow between Grand and St. Louis Avenue. Eastbound 270, you'll find slow midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florissant. And this traffic report is brought to you by 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. You probably have serious smartphones. Why not use it to call Safe Auto for immediate state minimum coverage? You can pay with a credit card. 1-800-SAFE-AUTO, state minimum coverage, maximum savings. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, Tim.
Yes, sir.
This is awkward to do this on the air in front of people, but you've been warned before about it, twice before at least.
What's
and
that?
You said doo-doo again today. And look, we're not ESPN. We are governed and controlled by the FCC. You said traffic backed up, doo-doo accidents. You said it again, doo-doo.
Yeah. This you is might the as final, well say the S word.
This is the final warning.
S-H-A-S-H.
Okay? Yeah. Why don't you just say, wow, it's an S-H load of traffic out here.
Yeah.
I mean, on behalf
of... I could change it to... Can I say, like I heard on the air today, crap load?
Crap load?
You heard that? Yeah. That sounds stupid. Well, no, but you said doo-doo. I don't know if you meant to do it or not, but go ahead. Apologize to everybody.
I apologize. Deeply, I do.
Okay, I think he's sincere.
I do.
I'll have to make sure I get those T's pronounced much better.
Yeah, okay. Take it easy. Thank you. Hey, we'll be right
thanks
back.
For the correction.
Yeah, you're welcome. Big 550 KTRS.
Be social. It's the KTRS way. The next time you're on Facebook, search the Big 550 and click like. Then you'll always be in the loop for breaking news and St. Louis scoops. Oh, yeah, and no postings from Farmville guaranteed. It only takes a second. Go to Facebook.com and search The Big 550. Then click like on our KTRS Facebook page. The Talk of St. Louis. The Big 550. KTRS. The Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou. Tonight, Coach Frank Haith and the Missouri Tigers take on the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame in the CBE Classic. And you can catch all the action right here on the Big 550. Coverage begins at 6 p.m. and tip-off is at 6:30. It's exciting college hoops action as the Tigers take on Notre Dame on the Big 550 KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
If insurance was sold in the grocery store, it'd be easier to compare. Sydney here is in the market for car insurance.
That's right.
So what do you think of these brands? State Farm, Geico, Progressive, and Allstate.
Honestly, they're all pretty much the same to me.
Well, they all give safe drivers a discount, but look at the Allstate shelf.
What's that? A coupon?
Even better. It's a check. Only Allstate rewards safe drivers with an extra bonus. Every 6 months, you're accident-free.
Nice.
Call Allstate today, and you'll also get a lifetime membership in Good Hands Roadside Assistance absolutely free. Get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from tows to tire changes. For your free membership kit, just call a local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
Bonus check not available in every state. Feature is optional. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
R&R Sanitation Port-A-Potties is all you need to know if you are in the market for port-a-potties. Whether it's a company that needs to rent them on a monthly basis, maybe it's a homeowner who has some work done at the house, or maybe you're planning a wedding. At R&R Sanitation, no job too big and no job too small. At R&R Sanitation, their port-a-potties are 40% larger, and it's all about service, so you don't have to rent as many, and they're cleaner, and they're cleaned on a regular basis. When you call R&R Sanitation, you get a live person 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. 314-776-4000. That's the phone number to R&R Sanitation. R&R Sanitation is proud to be 100% union, local 660 to be exact. Most of the top construction firms, they all use R&R Sanitation for one reason. They're the best. 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated, 100% union. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
If insurance was sold in the grocery store, it'd be easier to compare. Sydney here is in the market for car insurance.
That's right.
So what do you think of these brands? State Farm, Geico, Progressive, and Allstate.
Honestly, they're all pretty much the same to me.
Well, they all give safe drivers a discount, but look at the Allstate shelf.
What's that? A coupon?
Even better. It's a check. Only Allstate rewards safe drivers with an extra bonus. Every 6 months, you're accident-free.
Nice. Call Allstate today, and you'll also get a lifetime membership in Good Hands Roadside Assistance absolutely free. Get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from tows to tire changes. For your free membership kit, just call a local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
Bonus check not available in every state. Feature is optional. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Mortgage rates have plummeted to an all-time history-making low. And Golden Oak announces a lower fixed mortgage of 3.5%. 3.5% fixed!
This is Bob Ellman, president of Golden Oak Lending. Folks, we have never, ever seen mortgage rates this low. This is lower than the 1950s. Take advantage now. If you're still paying in the fives or sixes, you need to refinance immediately and lower your monthly payment.
Call Golden Oak today and claim your 3.5%. Beat the rush. Millions of dollars will be refinanced by Golden Oak Lending. Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
I urge you to seize this opportunity.
Get a 3.5 fixed mortgage today.
Golden Oak Lending, join my blues.
15-year fixed rate, APR 3.821 with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD or visit goldenoaklending.com.
Football is back. And so is Touchdown to Cash at Casino Queen.
every Tuesday through Saturday. Correctly pick two games and receive $20 in Royal Free Play valid the following Sunday. Plus, you'll be entered to win $1,000 in Royal Free Play in the weekly drawing on Sundays at 4:30. Touchdown to Cash is back. So get into the game and join the fun all season long at Casino Queen. See Queen's Club for details. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, Mark Connolly, General Manager of Connolly Roofing Exteriors. Roofing has been our family tradition for 99 years. Please call us at 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
Kohl's opens at midnight Thursday with over 500 early bird specials. Get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 you spend. No limits? See store for details. Kohl's, expect great things.
I pointed out once before, and I'll do it again to those of you who are listening, that it's very frustrating and aggravating to me that radio has decided in the last couple of years to run 15-second and 10-second commercials and even 30-second commercials, so it creates the illusion that you're running even more commercials than you were before. I don't like it, but it's the state of the industry. TV does it. 5-second commercials used to be all 60, so you hear commercial, 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 commercial. You total up the time, it's the same, but it sounds like there are more, and it's more intrusive. So, hey, what are you going to do? Time to talk about a movie. Here to do it is a lady who's brought to you by the Tool Belt team, where they now have gift certificates. I told you these were coming. Gift certificates available if you call the Tool Belt team. You order your gift certificate by phone, or you can pick them up at Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, and Home. They do a lot of work with the Tool Belt team, so they make the gift certificates available there as well. TheToolBeltTeam.com. Here she is, Dawn Meadows Dixon.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, Dawn.
How are you?
Good. I don't want to get all jammed up here and out of time, so I'll do this quickly. I saw three movies over the weekend, and
Wow. They
were not in the theater.
Okay.
But I rented. I had never seen Limitless with Bradley Cooper. I liked it. I actually like Robert De Niro is in it. I liked it. Blue Valentine with
Ryan
Gosling. You did?
Yes.
See, that surprises me.
It's Blue Valentine. It's very
dark,
tragic
and sexually graphic.
That's
it is.
True.
I'm surprised. You're coming along. You're coming along. You've come a long way. And the other one was, and Peon, did you tell me to watch this? Because we were talking about really good horror movies, scary movies, not the alien being, but the like real believable could be true. And somebody said that I should watch The Fourth Kind.
That was Dipperson, I think.
Was that Joe?
Yes,
I watched it. I watched it.
Now, I have not seen that.
It is very scary.
Oh, it is.
But it's about aliens and abductions and people who believe they were abducted. And I'm telling you, if you don't go online and check, when you finish, you believe it's real, because they do it in that Blair Witch kind of way where you think you're watching actual footage.
It's actually happening, yeah.
And here's what's interesting. They put on the screen actual footage, and it says on the camcorder, October 2nd, 2002. Well, actual footage just means it's actual footage. If I go take a camera and I shoot a scene this afternoon, it's actual footage. So, but it makes you think, because they say that it's a real piece of film from some bizarre thing it's just part of the production, but it's very well done.
Must have been well done. So it's
very well done.
The
Fourth Kind, because I actually went online to confirm that what I had just watched was not factual, because it was so convincing.
It was that scary.
Oh, they make it. They make it.
It's unbelievable.
To scare you, Frank.
No, it's real creepy. So get The Fourth Kind. What do you have today?
I'm talking Muppets today.
Muppet
movie.
All right.
Not for me.
I
know Bill Cleveland.
You.
Bill Cleveland's a huge fan, and
yes.
I think he was going to see
Bill
that tonight.
Bill kept saying, every time he was filling in for you, I'd talk about a movie, and he'd say, I can't wait for the Muppets. And I kind of thought, okay, Bill, this is a side of you I just never knew.
Now you're talking about that day I was off.
But I'm not waiting bated breath, right? So I heard early word it was good, but I thought, still, it's the Muppets. And I went. My kids couldn't go. They had previous engagements. I went by myself. I am laughing, crying. I did it all. I mean, this film is so well done. They haven't made a film since 1999. It stars, of course, the characters, Kermit and the Gang and Miss Piggy, Amy Adams, who sounds very much like her character in Enchanted, but she's wonderful. Jason Segel, who is, you know, an R-rated actor, but he actually wrote the screenplay for this. It is so clever. It's like a cross between a romantic comedy and a Broadway musical. And some of the songs are familiar. You know the Rainbow Connection, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to tell you, the very first Muppet movie, when I went to see it, I didn't expect to like it, with Kermit on the bicycle, and
right.
They had all the cameos from the big movie stars.
And
it
lots
was,
of cameos in this one,
was,
too. Did you like that one?
Yes, it was extremely entertaining.
Do you this know one... what Jason Segel's connection is? Because I know in that one movie, I Love You, Man, the end of the movie, he did a musical with puppets.
Do you think he just really
with
likes
Paul Rudd, he's just really into Muppets and puppets? So
I think he must be. You know, I haven't had a chance to talk to him. So.
Well, I will tell you, too, that Cleveland's, the reason is the Pinocchio thing. And he's, you know, it started with Pinocchio for him, and it's carried over into other characters.
Well, and then there's Gizmo, the Muppet, too, that has the big banana nose.
Right.
I don't know if she has seen Bill's nose.
Oh, you guys are terrible.
Yeah, we are.
No, I mean, there's even a lot, you know, the whole thing with Miss Piggy and Kermit the Frog, the whole love story thing, it works. And, you know, when I told you I went to see Happy Feet 2 and the guy next to me fell asleep and he's snoring,
right.
This one, the opposite. You can hear the parents just roaring, clapping, you know, woo-hooing, and you can almost hear the audience singing along, you know, the song, It's Time to Light the Music, and the Rainbow Connection. I actually, you know, drew a tear. I mean, when Kermit sang that song, it just took me
goodness.
Back. You all know the song?
Yeah. No, it's
the lover, the dreamer.
Let's sing it.
Is that it?
The Rainbow Connection, the lover, the dreamer, everybody and me.
I don't know that one either.
I remember from the first movie, I remember, It's Not Easy Being Green. That was a neat song. I like that song.
Oh, and then it's, you know, it's time to start the music. I think the audience was just, they were clapping along. Now, of course, this is an audience that got to see it for free, and they had their kids with them and everything. But I just thought it was delightful. I was so pleasantly surprised. In fact, I would have to say, it was one of the best films I've seen this year because it had it all. The only thing it did wrong, and so many films have this problem, they never know when to end. It was ending, and then it was going to end again, and then it finally did end.
Yeah,
I was having such a good time, I didn't care.
So what's it called?
It's called The Muppets.
No, I mean, that's it? Just The Muppets?
The Muppets, yeah.
I actually
like
the
went
Muppets
online
2
just to be sure
three.
There wasn't anything. It's not in 3D, it's PG, but it really appeals to all age groups. It's the story of the Muppets, you know, making a comeback with the help of three fans. They go and reunite, and they want to save the old theater, and they put on a telethon. Now, of course, in this day and age of social media, they don't need a telethon, but they put on a telethon. And there's all these cameos from all these stars, and every time one appears, you just, I'm not even going to tell you, so it's all a surprise, but if you're going to spend your movie dollar this holiday weekend, you've got this movie, you've got The Descendants with George Clooney.
Ooh, that looks good.
Is it opening widescreen? I mean, is it just going to be at the Tivoli?
I believe it. I think it's going to be like at the Chase. It's going to be at Frontenac. It might be, I don't have the listing, but it's wider than you think. It's going to go. It is sure to get Academy Award nominations, and I think box office is going to love it. And this one, too. And then you've got Hugo opening, Martin Scorsese's film. I'm supposed to see that tonight.
It's got great reviews.
Yeah.
It's in 3D. And
so there's all kinds of good stuff coming out. I actually think this year might be better than last year as far as the holiday season. I'm kind of excited.
We are completely out of time.
Right.
ERDs for the Muppets, how many?
I'm going 3.5.
Wow. For you, that's big. Here they
it's
come,
big.
Right here.
It's
here
up there.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
I don't do Kermit.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. Trust me,
Kermit,
you don't.
I just stick with Carl. I can do him. They need to make a Muppet character called Carl.
They
all right,
do.
Dan.
We should submit you.
We'll talk to you.
All right. Happy
no, we won't talk.
Everybody.
Thursday. We'll talk in a week. Goodbye.
Bye.
There she goes.
John Meadows Dixon. This is the Muppets. Great movie. Here's the one I don't get. This movie that's coming out that's a silent movie. Have you seen this thing?
And isn't it a...
It's a story of a silent movie star. It's silent. And it's a release that's coming out.
It's a foreign thing, too.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter if it's foreign because there are no subtitles. It's silent.
Who wrote the script?
Well, but they say it's tremendous. Nah, I don't know that I could even go. I'm not going to. Can you imagine hearing everybody chewing popcorn? It's silent. I don't know. That just seems weird to me. All right, as a bald-headed guy talking about hair transplantation and the Neograft system, if I were you, my first question to me would be, well, if this is so great, how come you don't get it? You're bald. Well, I can't. I'm not a candidate for it. And it has to do with the fact that what little hair I do have left is too thin and fine. And if you were to take it away from around the back and sides, then I'd be bald on the back and sides. And I wouldn't have enough left, and it would look weird. Plus the fact that I've been bald since I was 23. And by 23, it was like this. I mean, like it is now. So I'm used to it. But when men especially, 30, 40, 50, here it comes, thinning hair, losing hair. You had some choices before, but they were almost all bad. I mean, it was like, which of these horrible things do you want to do? Do you want to wear a bad toupee? Do you want to weave? Do you want us to rip out strips of scalp and hair and, like, sod, put them on? Do you want plugs? We'll dig out plugs, and then we'll drill holes in the top. Not good. Now you have neograft, which is, compared to everything else, so superior. FDA approved. Not covered by insurance. It's just like, a facelift or boob job or whatever. It's, you want it, you pay for it. The insurance company is not going to do it. But to the people who have done it, they say money well spent. Average price, $8,000 to $12,000. The folks at NeoGraft St. Louis will work something out with you. They have, I think, 24-month financing. 0% financing for 24 months. You might want to check to make sure that's the deal, but I'm pretty sure that's the deal. And there's no cutting, there's no staples. That's right, some of the old procedures, they stapled your scalp back after they cut chunks out of it. It's bad. We've come a long, long way. Average age, anywhere from 30 to 60, the people are having it done, men and women. It's called NeoGraft, and they're right in Clayton. Website is neograftstl.com. That's neograftstl.com. Check into it. Take a look. Check it out. You go in. You can talk to them about it. No pressure. Ask 1,000 questions. Consultation won't cost you anything. And you'll see why people are coming from other parts of the country to St. Louis to have it done. Because on the West Coast, it's about 3 times as much as it is here. And they literally charge by the hair. $5.50 per hair. Pretty interesting process. NeoGraftSTL.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weil and Timothy.
Thanks a lot, Tina. Well, your stop-and-go traffic continues on southbound 270, and that's approaching Dorset Road down through Ladue because of an accident that has the right lane blocked. On northbound 55 downtown, you are slow from Park to the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 4064, that's heavy from Union Station to the Poplar. Eastbound 70, Grand to St. Louis Avenue. Now, if you're traveling on westbound 70, look for a little slowdown from 170 through the airport about Cypress. It's going to be heavy again, Mid-Rivers Mall Drive through T.R. Hughes in pockets. And on westbound 40, normal slowdown now from Kings Highway through McCausland, 270 through Mason, and then some slow pockets from Clarkson out to the Boone Bridge, and that's because of an earlier accident that was at Boone's Crossing that has been cleared. And this traffic report is brought to you by Kohl's Department Store. Kohl's opens at midnight Thursday with over 500 early bird specials, and get not just $10 Kohl's cash, but for the first time ever, $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 you spend. No limits. See stores for details. Kohl's, expect great things. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Steve Cochran.
Where could we put Regis? Where would Regis fit?
The Cochran Show.
CSI Miami with the guy with the glasses.
David Caruso.
David Caruso. We put Regis on instead.
Weekday mornings at 10.
Does he take the glasses off when he says this stupid line, or does he put them on?
No, he puts them on.
The Big 550.
Puts them on and he says, looks like we've got a cold one here. And it's a dead guy in a freezer.
KTRS.
Hi, folks. It's Dean Barber, host of America's Wealth Management Show. This month, we'll be answering all of your email questions about Social Security. You can submit your questions at our website, americaswealthmanagementshow.com. Don't be fooled into thinking the Social Security Administration can give you retirement advice about one of your most valuable assets. They can't. Visit americaswealthmanagementshow.com to ask your question and listen to the answer on America's Wealth Management Show every Saturday afternoon at 3 on 550 KTRS.
A
51-inch Samsung plasma TV for less than $500? My husband's gonna go nuts.
Member Carol Farabee on the Sam's Club Members Only Day After Thanksgiving event.
It's like they saw my list. One-of-a-kind toys, stocking stuffers under $10, maybe some nice jewelry for myself.
The excitement begins Friday at 5 a.m. and at samsclub.com Thanksgiving Day.
I'm taking my list and checking things done.
Receive a $20 gift card when you become a Plus member this weekend only. Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Limited quantities available on all items. No rain checks.
Hi, St. Louis. This is the roofer for Lane House Construction, and I want to thank everyone that has supported us over the last 10 years. With your help, we have grown to become a nationally ranked exterior remodeling company. We currently hold 3 Angie's List Super Service Awards for roofing, siding, and windows. Qualified Remodeler ranks Lane House in the top 500 nationwide at 327, up from 414 last year. For roofing, siding, windows, or gutters, call Lane House Construction, 314-845-2166 or lanehouseconstruction.com.
Kohl's opens at midnight Thursday with over 500 early bird specials. Get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 you spend. No limits. See store for details. Kohl's. Expect great things.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede DeKalb. Your AM and the PM cab company. My daughter took one this morning to the airport to get a flight down to Florida. First day on her job. First day on the job. 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Yeah. Hey.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Bill.
How are you, Bill?
I'm good. Well, preparations are underway for the big Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Never heard of it.
Quite a task to control those giant balloons. To get the balloons to stay in the air, it takes a team of people using a set of complicated levers and pulleys, kind of the same system they use to get pants on Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, I knew it! Oh, I knew she'd be in there.
Yeah, you gotta love Thanksgiving. If there's one thing Americans need, it's a day set aside for us to stuff ourselves with food. That's what we need. And, of course, later this week, people will begin Christmas shopping with Black Friday, and we'll have Cyber Monday, and then Identity Theft Tuesday. And I think I'm completely out of time, aren't I?
No, you have 45 seconds.
Oh, well, and finally this afternoon.
Plenty of time for the big closer. Here it comes.
All right. Well, Kim Kardashian has a role in an upcoming Tyler Perry film.
She signed
a short-term contract, or she calls it a marriage.
Oh.
I didn't hear the response for Kim Kardashian's name that we know. Somebody running the board might be a homosexual.
Oh, man. Wow.
Somebody running the board also doesn't know that there's no Muppet named Gizmo.